This is Senator Anna Fairclough. We're in the temporary legislative office in room 105. This is the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee meeting. It is Wednesday, August 6, 2014. Members online joining us on the LBNA committee, Representative Herron, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us, Representative Herron. Representative Osterman.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Representative Josephson?
Yes, here.
Senator Meyer?
Here.
Senator Giesel?
Here.
And myself, Senator Fairclough, and we do have a quorum to conduct business. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from our previous LBNA committee meeting. Senator Giesel?
Madam Chair, I move the minutes from the LBNA meeting on July 17th to be approved as presented.
Are there any objections from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, the LBNA committee meeting minutes from July 17th, 2014 are approved. The next item on the agenda is an executive session. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee enter executive session as provided by Uniform Rule 22B1 and B3, since the meeting will involve discussion of matters that the immediate knowledge of would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and under AS 2420301 to discuss confidential audit reports.
Are there any objections?
Okay.
Representative Osterman, did you have an objection?
I'm sorry, no.
Thank you. Seeing and hearing none, I'll ask that the room, the internet stream, and the teleconference be cleared for the executive session, with the exception of audit and committee staff. With that, we'll take a brief recess while we clear the room. Karen, Representative Osterman, we're delayed here for just a moment. So. If you're joining us this afternoon, we are in the temporary LIO building on the first floor in room 105. This is the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. It is 3:17 p.m. on August 6, 2014. We went into executive session, and I just want to put on the record that Senator French was here with us when we went into executive session. He's been advised of his responsibilities inside of executive session, and he exited executive session at 2:04 p.m. Is that an accurate reflection of Senator French's participation? Everyone is nodding their heads, yes. I'd like to reestablish a quorum. Representative Herron, are you still online?
Yes, I'm here.
Representative Osterman?
Yes.
Thank you. Representative Josephson?
Here.
Senator Meyer?
Here.
Senator Giesel?
Here.
And myself, Senator Fairclough, online and back. We still have a quorum to conduct business. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move the preliminary audit be released to the Agency for Response, Department of Revenue, Oil and Gas Tax Audit Process, Department of Revenue, Alaska Film Production Incentive Program, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Alcoholic Beverage Control Board Sunset Review, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Certified Direct Entry Midwives Sunset Review, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Regulatory Commission of Alaska, FY13 Annual Report.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any objections? Hearing no objection, that motion is approved. The next item before us is a scope of work for Janik Meyer and Nikos Staffos. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee approve the scope of work for Janik Meyer and Nikos Staffos.
Is there any objection?
Madam Chair, this is, as I said in a previous meeting on the 17th, that I don't object without prejudice to any legislator moving for additional expertise in a similar vein.
Thank you, Representative Josephson. Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, the scope of work is approved. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move the committee approve the proposal and monthly retainer for Janik Mayer in the amount not to exceed $10,000 a month, excluding expenses, through the term of the contract.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move the committee approve the proposal and monthly retainer for Nico Safus in the amount not to exceed $10,000 a month, excluding expenses, through the term of the contract.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. We have been discussing performance review audits for the Department of Health and Social Services as required by legislation that was passed 2 years ago. We went through our first review, or we're in the midst of that first review for the Department of Corrections, and are trying to stay on track with what the legislation that was passed requires us to do. And that next item was the Department of Health and Social Services. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee approve the performance review scope of work for the Department of Health and Social Services as presented to the committee.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that motion is approved. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move the committee authorize the legislative auditor to solicit and award a contract for the amount not to exceed $325,000 for a performance review of DHSS's delivery and administration of behavioral health services.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing no objection, that motion is approved. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move that the committee authorize the legislative auditor to solicit and award a contract for the amount not to exceed $375,000 for a performance review of DHSS's delivery and administration of long-term care services.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing no objection, that motion is approved. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move the committee authorize the legislative auditor to solicit and award a contract for an amount not to exceed $250,000 for a performance review of DHSS's organizational structure.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing no objection, that motion is approved. Ms. Pierre, are we ready for ready for Representative Seaton? I would direct the committee's attention to a request for a special audit. Representative Josephson.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure, unless I had not a senior moment, but something. Was there also a motion for Janik Mayer to receive a supplemental contract? Okay.
We did, sir.
All right, okay.
Thank you, though, for asking. The next item before the committee is from Representative Seaton. He is requesting a special audit. He is with us via teleconference. Representative Seaton, are you with us?
Yes, Chair Clark, can you hear me?
We can.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate being able to participate telephonically here. You have my request for the legislative audit for CFEC, and the sponsor statement for House Bill 386 from last year, which was intended only to start this conversation to combine CFEC into the Department of Fish and Game. As you all are very clearly aware, we need to look at our budgetary situation and efficiencies where we can get them. The Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission has done a very good job since 1973 when it was established and started all the permit fisheries in the state. They were charged with adjudicating all those. And as you can see in my request, we were just looking at back over the past a 10-year look back. And in 2005, the commissioners heard 86 cases and had 95 future pending ones, but by 2013, they only heard 6 cases, and there's a total of 22 still pending. So what we have is a situation in which we have an expensive agency that has been performing well, but it's the question is, can those duties be fulfilled by the other parts of government, that being ADFNG, and what we've established since the commission was there, the Office of Administrative Hearings. We didn't have that previously, and now we have hearing officers, and that's their total duties is to hear cases. So since we've basically gone through all of the permit fisheries, that's limited entry fisheries that have come, and there haven't been any new ones in the last 10 years come forward. The number of employees in our 2015 budget is 31 employees at this department. And so what the request is to have the legislative audit look at the situation, see if we can combine those services efficiently and effectively and save money for the state. So I guess that's pretty much what it is. There are some overlapping kinds of duties. The ADFNG does issue commercial fishing crew members licenses, while the annual permit entry fees or entry permits are done by CFEC. But those are pretty much administrative affairs now that are done much of it electronically because we've done a major upgrade. The legislature has financed that in the last several years. And so hopefully we can look at this and find a way to see if it makes sense to save money by combining those two functions into the one department. And so, Madam Chair, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but that's the full intent of this and not to degrade at all the job that CFEC has done, but to see if it has outgrown its independent usefulness or whether we could get more efficiency by, putting it in with ADFNG. Thank you.
Thank you for that presentation, Representative Seaton. We have been joined, for the record, by Representative Olson. Welcome back, Representative Olson. For those of you online, several of our senators and representatives have been with us since 10 o'clock this morning, serving on subcommittees for legislative budget and audit. My first question to you, Representative Seaton, is whether you've worked with our auditor in developing your request. Has Chris Curtis, our auditor, been involved in the request that you've made?
Madam Chairman, yes, she has.
Curtis, can you verify that we have a measurable opportunity here to seek consolidation or at least oversight and review?
Jennifer Clef, yes. Our staff did conduct some inquiries and interviews with CFEC and Fish and Game as before we drafted this and helped draft it. So we believe these points are auditable points, and we believe that we can come out with a report that accurately summarizes the results.
Thank you, Ms. Curtis. Are there questions from committee members?
Yes.
Representative Josephson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Curtis, or I suppose Representative Seaton, will the audit include a thorough sort of vetting of dissenting views from, I guess, CFEC advocates who would say, this is what we're giving up? And understand, I don't have a clue what they'd be giving up. It's not my specialty. But I assume the audit would include that kind of thing.
Ms. Curtis.
Representative Josephson through the chair. Our audit would be reviewing and observing information at each of the agencies. It would involve interviews of staff. There's no public hearing component. However, if we became aware of dissenting views, we certainly would take those into consideration as we structure the audit procedures. I'm assuming CFEC would help communicate those views to us. Nothing really blatant came out during our initial inquiry with staff. I think it's a mainly approach of what is their staff doing right now? Can those duties be absorbed by Fish and Game? We did spend, I was very concerned about the legislative intent of making it independent to begin with. So we spent a lot of time already with the original authorizing statutes and law, looking at committee minutes, understanding why it was independent, why the need was there to be independent before we look at not making it independent. So that was one of my concerns in drafting, helping draft this request.
Representative Jefferson, call up.
Well, I mean, I certainly trust Representative Seaton in these matters, and he said that his motivation was not, lauded or applauded CFEC's work. You know, my view is I don't object to an audit generally. It's just an audit. I just wanted to make sure that we heard all sides of it.
Madam Chair?
Representative Seaton, any closing comments?
Yes, Madam Chair, just so everybody's aware, we did introduce this bill in the last week of the session so that we could have a conversation with CFEC. The commissioners were there. There was not general disagreement. There was a question on when the timing would be most effective for that, but they know their caseload is winding down. There are currently only two of the three commissioners are even appointed, but I would hate to have something go along and not have an efficiency and effective review. And so that's the purpose of this. And so hopefully we can proceed. Thank you.
Mrs. Allen.
Representative Osterman.
Thank you, Minister.
One question I have is in reference to the fee structure, similar to the conversations we had earlier today in reference to some of our other boards and commissions. In the past years, the fee structure to pay for CFEC has been through assessments of a fee structure with the fishing industry and their boats and stuff like that, depending on which fishery and how big the boats were, et cetera. Is that going to be taken into consideration here? Because if I understand, if I remember correctly, there was several million dollars every year in excess fees that had been collected by CFEC that went back into the budget. Is that part of this audit?
One moment. Representative Osterman, I'll ask. Or invite Ms. Curtis to the table again. Ms. Curtis, can you respond?
Through the chair, Representative Osterman. We did inquire with Legislative Finance to understand how the excess revenues, how they existed and how they were appropriated back, and we were told that those excess revenues were going into the FY15 capital budget, so they were being utilized.
And that's only been in the last couple of years. Prior to that, they were actually going to fish and game as part of their budget process.
Representative Osterman, to address your question about whether those are being included, the use of those funds are being included as an objective of the audit, not at this time. However, if you would like those added or if members of the committee would like us to report on the excess fees and the use of those fees, we could certainly do so.
Seems to me that would be helpful for the legislator to make a final determination of how they want to handle CFEC, and because I think those fees are set by regulation.
Representative Seaton, do you have a comment on is that a friendly conversation to have that particular item looked at, or an unfriendly that this committee needs to debate?
That would be fine with me. They're designated general funds are not UGF, and my idea on this is when we are making big cuts in fish and game budgets and not putting in weirs and having problems with that, these fees that are being generated from the fishing industry, from the commercial fishing industry, should go into management in fish and game. So I'm not opposed at all to having that a part of this. I mean, that's my thought, is that we want to make sure that we're efficiently managing our fisheries, and this designated general funds should be used in those manners as well.
Thank you, Representative Seaton. Is there any objections from committee members to add that as a criteria inside of our auditor's review?
Madam Chair?
Representative Meyer.
I'm just trying to remember, how much money was that? I know it's in the millions, but I don't think it's that big of a dollar amount. Representative Osterman?
Senator Meyer, we don't have that information. Representative Osterman, do you know the number of contribution to the general fund that we're discussing?
In the last 2 years, it's been anywhere from $1.5 to $2 million.
Yeah.
And most of that money has gone to back to the fishing industry in form of supporting improvements to fish hatcheries, et cetera.
Thank you, Representative Osterman. Representative Herron, did you have a comment?
No, ma'am.
Representative Herron, you went in and out, so I'm not sure. I believe that you said no, but I just want to confirm.
No questions or comments.
Okay. Representative Herron, just so that you know that you're getting really weak on the signal, we can't hear you very well.
That's because it's a long meeting, I guess.
Thank you for those comments, Representative Herron. Glad to know you're there. Ms. Curtis.
Senator Fairclough, can I ask for some clarification on timeline? I have down that we need to report on the excess fees generated by the CFEC and the use of the fees. Can I have a timeline for how far to go back? 5 years, is that sufficient?
Representative Osterman, this is your addition. Do you have a specification for time period? And not to push everybody, but we do have committee members that need to depart. I don't want to make it a practice that we have to rush through at the end of a session, but just want to make sure that at least one committee member is expressing the length of time we've been in session today.
No, I would think 5 years would be fine.
5 years. Ms. Curtis, is there anything else that you might need to clarify that?
No, I thank you.
Is there any objection? Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move the committee approve Representative Seaton's request as amended for an audit of the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing no objections, that motion is approved. The last item on the agenda under other committee business is the education study that was outlined in the education bill that closed out this past legislative session. I would like to appoint the following members to a subcommittee to develop the scope of work for the two education study RFPs. I myself, Senator Fairclough, will serve as chairman. Senator Giesel, are you willing to accept the assignment?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Senator Dunleavy has responded that he's willing to serve. Representative Hawker, I spoke with, he's willing to serve. Representative Herron, are you willing to serve?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you. That was a yes. Representative Josephson.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you, sir. With that, we have our subcommittee, per se, or subcommittee to develop the scope of work for the two educational studies from this last legislative session. Is there any other business to come before the committee this afternoon? Representative Herron, Representative Osterman?
No, I'm done. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, done.
I would like to thank Representative Herron. Did you have a comment?
Getting close to the end, I guess. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. I would like to thank everybody for participating, specifically those Representative Josephson, Senator Giesel, Representative Olson for participating and hanging in there through a subcommittee meeting this morning, as well as the full committee meeting this afternoon. I appreciate all of your help, and we serve at your pleasure, so I just really appreciate your support. With that, committee meeting. I'm going to my iPhone to get the accurate time. 3:38 is adjourned.